In the course of the last few weeks, we have had the new Minister for Agriculture and the new EU Commissioner for Agriculture on the programme to both introduce themselves to you and to set out their stall for the next 5 years. So this morning we thought, for the sake of symmetry, we should hear from the main opposition party spokesperson on agriculture, Sinn Féin's Martin Kenny. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip. Delighted to be here.
Thank you for coming in. Now, coincidence would have it that I said to those two men, you don't need to be from a farming background to do your job, but it probably helps. And now I find myself saying the same thing to you.
Well, as it happens, I'm not farming at the moment. I grew up in a very much a rural agricultural community. When I was 19 years old, I went off and borrowed money and put up mushroom tunnels and grew mushrooms for many years, and worked in the Midlands and the West with Walsh mushrooms, also advising growers and working in horticulture. So I have a very acute knowledge of farming and of the issues that are there. My brother is farming, suckling cows, about 7 or 8 of them at the moment, and, you know, struggling to survive. And that's the way it is for most people in my part of the world.
I don't know an awful lot about mushroom farming, but what I do know, what I have heard from mushroom growers, is that it's, if you want to make money, it's get big or get out. Yeah. Well, was that what happened to you?
Well, that's it. You see, in the 80s and 90s, there was this program which was absolutely brilliant for small farmers to innovate, for to have something which was an additional income source on the farm. Some people had chicken houses, some people had mushroom tunnels, that type of enterprise. And there was grants available and there was assistance for that. And a lot of small farmers would have put up 3 or maybe went to 5 mushroom tunnels. It, I suppose, created a bit of employment in the local community as well, where there wasn't much, mainly women picking mushrooms.
But the market
changed.
The market now has forced people to specialise and to remove that diversification. Is that something that you think we should return to?
I think it's regretful that we have ended up in that position, because, as you say, you had to either get bigger or get out. So an awful lot of those growers, in fact, the vast majority of those growers that are still growing mushrooms have 25, 30 tunnels, and the smaller ones are gone and it has become a big business. There's, I suppose, that element of it, that it's, yes, there's the economics of it, and the economics, the scale has to be there for to provide for that economics. But there's also the social, the environmental, the community, I suppose, element of having a small business in a local rural community, which is creating a bit of employment and keeping people going.
Let's turn to policy. I read all the policy documents, looked at the website, went back through your manifesto. Where is there any difference on agriculture policy between you and the government?
Well, I think it's about emphasis, and a big part of our emphasis would be about the family farm and ensuring that that model can be maintained and made sustainable into the future. Unfortunately, there has been a lot of effort going toward more and more intensification in agriculture. I think the model which will work best for us and will work best for Ireland, if we can try and establish it, is a model which is lower intensification and higher biodiversity value. And I think that there is an element of consumers out there across Europe and across the world that are prepared to pay a higher price for that. But that takes a lot of work to get there, and I absolutely understand that. But that will give the best return to farmers.
Okay.
Particularly those on smaller holdings.
That's the broad big picture, though. Let's get into the detail and find out where it is that you're actually in opposition to the government. Because when I read all those policy documents, I see that Sinn Féin supports the suckler, the lamb, the tillage, the horticulture schemes, support for generational renewal, forgotten farmers, nature restoration. Yeah. You're against the Mercosur trade deal.
Very strongly, yeah.
Exactly the same position as the government.
Well, when you mentioned Mercosur, the government has been, I think, very wishy-washy on Mercosur, and I certainly don't see that they're saying that they're opposed to it in its present format, but, you know, they're not, I don't think, strong enough in respect of that. And as we can see, Europe is already ploughing ahead with that deal, and it is going to be very, very bad for Irish farmers.
Okay, but your
environment.
Position is broadly the same as theirs in so many different areas.
Their stated position and ours is broadly the same, but their stated position isn't something that they're actually following through on. And in a lot of other issues as well, particularly, I think, the things that government can have control over, Philip, the schemes that are out there, the schemes for environmental schemes, the schemes that many farmers depend on for to supplement their income. Acres is an example, and I know you've done a piece on your show recently about it, where, you know, farmers just can't get the payments, and they've kept up their side of the bargain. And and continuously, every time that government bring out new schemes, they have this kind of issues with them. And I think the one thing that we know government can have control over, they should be doing properly, and they should be ensuring that farmers get proper payments
but
for.
But nobody is going to come here from the government and say that they support bad administration of the acre scheme, just like you. But the point is that on the policy of all of these schemes, you're all singing from exactly the same hymn sheet.
Well, I wouldn't say we're singing from exactly the same hymn sheet. I think we also need to be looking at diversification within farming. We need to be looking at getting farmers into a space where they can know what their future is. And one of the things we've looked at is a commission on the future of the family farm to ensure that farmers can see that in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years' time, particularly when they're looking at inheritance and at some younger person hopefully taking over the land, that there is a future for them, that they can have an income from it. And I don't think that's there in any of the other parties' manifestos.
In terms of the big ticket items that are affecting farming, again, I've been through all of your policy documents, and I'm just wondering how far away from the pulse is Sinn Féin's finger, because you don't mention in your policy documents nitrates derogation, you don't mention TB eradication, you don't mention the re-wetting of peat farmlands, you don't mention any of these things that are of real concern to farmers.
Well, there are some concern to farmers, of course, and we have been very strong, particularly on the issues of the re-wetting, on the nitrous derogation. It's clear.
Where, though? Not in your manifesto and not in anything you said in the Dáil.
I'm not in the position very long, in fairness, Philip, and I actually met with the IFA and with all the farm organisations around all of those issues and spoke to them about it. Like, the nitrous derogation is an interesting one, because the truth is, you know, there's a small number of farmers that are availing of it. They're mainly in land which is very good land and which can sequester carbon very well and which will produce grass and process it very well. And it is a reflection of the model of farming that we have in Ireland, which is free roaming cattle and grass fed, all of those things, which is very, very good. And I think we need to be holding on to that as long as possible. And at the same time, we need to be protecting our watercourses.
You have been very quiet on what needs to be done to help farmers in reducing on-farm emissions. No mention in your election manifesto at all. Why is that?
On farm emissions. Well, the truth is that we have a lot of work to do in respect of that. And I think, as I say, what we're talking about here is we're talking about having lower intensity farming, higher biodiversity farming, and we need to see and ensure that we can do that in a way where farmers get a return for the public good that they do and the service they provide to the environment.
Okay, but
that's clear. And everything can't be in the manifesto, as you know, Philip.
Well, anywhere else on the website, I can't find any mention of this. Because, look, I mean, as you know, agriculture is still the biggest source of emissions.
Absolutely.
In the country.
It's one of our major industries.
We are legally obliged now to reduce them by 25%. And so far, we have only achieved 3% of that. 5 years, just five years to do the other 22%. Is that not a source of concern for Sinn Féin? Why are you not hammering the government on that?
Of course it is. It's a source of concern for everybody. And it's particularly a source of concern for farmers that are trying to make an income and trying to make a living, and find that in a lot of cases they are the ones that have been, if you like, pinned to the wall as being the bad guys in respect of all of this. And I don't think that's fair in a lot of cases, because farmers are generally trying to do their best. Are the custodians, and you know that, Philip. You've been out and meeting farmers. You know what they're doing.
And we see
that
they're innovative
farmers and they're progressive.
Absolutely, are making huge leaps and bounds here. But why are you not hammering the government on supports for everybody else to actually make that big quantum leap?
But we are. We are making support. And as you know, the Dáil is only up and running in a couple of weeks, and we haven't even got committees going yet. So we're in the very early stages of all of that, Philip.
I think that one of the interesting things about things this is that, all things being equal, your next chance of being in government comes in 2030. And that is the point at which failure to meet those targets is going to reap a whirlwind of perhaps as much as 20 billion euro in fines and carbon credits that we have to buy. Is that something that you are happy about inheriting?
Absolutely not. We don't want anyone to fail in respect of that. We need to see.
So it makes the case, does it not?
It makes the case
for you providing really vigorous
opposition
now.
Yes, of course. And we are doing that, and we'll continue to do that into the future. And at the same time, we understand that we have to work in cooperation with everybody. We have to understand that farmers have an awful lot of work to do, but so has everybody else in society. You know, it's not all on the farming community, but the farming community can have a huge, positive role in respect of all of this, and can do an awful lot to ensure that we can both absorb and lock away our carbon for our building future. We need to build an awful lot of houses in this country. We need to have, you know, new methods of technology which will do that, and farming can provide some of the raw materials and resources for that as well.
Martin Kenny, look forward very much to talking to you over the course of the next 5 years. All things being equal, of course, I'm presuming you don't end up in government before then. Thank you very much.
Well, you never know. Things are dicey enough.
No, you do never know, do you? Coming up after the break, can we vaccinate for avian flu?
Email countrywide@rte.ie.